Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Police told them to move on, so they moved in. Occupy Wall Street becomes Occupy Our Homes, moving homeless families into places that have been vacant for years. The movement comes home for the holidays. It's Thursday, December 8th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
Maybe the protest has finally found its action, taking over foreclosed homes that are standing vacant and trying to stop foreclosures from happening by camping outside some homes. Also, we're seeing a great reverse migration now as thousands of African-American families move back down south. And one consequence of that? Desegregation. We're going to talk about that later this hour. But a lot of you are still talking about the segment about the new guide that rates restaurants based on the working conditions and salaries of employees. Wes wrote this at our Facebook page. I've worked in the restaurant industry and have to say I support regulations regarding treatment of long-term employees. I was able to quit any job that treated me poorly, but that's not always the case for everyone. I think a lot of restaurant management look at long-term employees as trapped and thus treat them poorly. What do you think? You can reach us at 8778-MY-TAKE, but now let's get a look at the headlines.
When we go to Russia, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is accusing Secretary of State Hillary Clinton this morning of deliberately signaling, Putin's words, those protesters of the recent parliamentary elections. He says that the signal from Clinton might have started the unrest. Joining us to talk more about this is Steve Rosenberg, BBC correspondent in Moscow. Steve, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How much of this is a really sort of out of the blue confrontation, and how much of this seems to be an orchestrated attempt by Putin to deflect sort of political problems at home to Washington?
I don't think it's out of the blue. This is the kind of typical anti-Western, anti-American rhetoric that we've heard before from Vladimir Putin. He certainly made it clear who he holds responsible for the street protests we've seen in Moscow. That is the West, and in particular, America. He said that Secretary of State Clinton's comments that the Russian election were neither free nor fair had set the tone for some Russian opposition activists and had given them a signal. He said that the opposition activists heard that signal and with the support of the US State Department had begun their active work. He went on to say Russia was being shaken so that Russians don't forget who is the boss on our planet.
Finally, Steve, is Putin casting all of social media as some sort of Western conspiracy, or is there a specific channel for these signals other than just statements from Hillary Clinton?
No, I think at the moment he's expressing his anger with the American government. He does believe that America is trying to fan the flames of revolution in Russia. I don't know where that leaves the reset that we've seen that President Obama and President Medvedev have negotiated. When, as we expect, Vladimir Putin to return to the Russian presidency next March, I think that's going to leave us with very tense relations between Russia and America.
And many more demonstrations between now and then. Steve Rosenberg, BBC correspondent in Moscow, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
A summit of EU leaders begins today in Brussels, focused on the European debt crisis. Ahead of that meeting, though, the ratings agency Standard & Poor's says it may downgrade the credit rating of the entire European Union. Earlier this week, S&P also put 17 European countries on notice for a possible downgrade. It says it'll wait until the summit concludes Friday before it makes a decision. Ratings firms are the topic in the United States as well. Federal regulators are weighing proposed rules on banks that would have to stop relying on credit ratings to evaluate risky assets.
President Obama unveiled a new project aimed at helping new businesses. It's called Startup America. It provides $2 billion for startup companies in addition to the $1 billion in matching capital funds previously announced by Washington. Two of the charges against ex-Syracuse University assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine will not be prosecuted by local officials, we learn. Local DA says the five-year statute of limitations ran out.
Asian markets closed down. European markets are mostly up right now. Wall Street futures are expecting a negative opening, though. The Dow will start at 12,196, the S&P at 1,261, the NASDAQ at 2,649. In a few minutes, we'll talk about Occupy Wall Street, which has moved on and moved in, as I said, facing police actions and in many places very cold weather. What else could they do but find some homes to move into? It's not really their intention, though. Their intention is to get vacant homes and get some families into it. You can call us for what you think about the Occupy Our Homes movement at 877-8-MY-TAKE.